It's a Tuesdays, which means after the 6:30 news, it's a Tuesdays with Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. How you doing, my friend?
Good, John. Thanks for having me.
As always, it's great to chat with you. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot of times about, like, building the pile of money up. That's a great thing to do when you're young and when you get through and you get towards retirement. But then how you distribute those funds, or how you even have any sense of how those funds are going to get distributed, is really kind of where you come in, right? That's where you're trying to identify that retirement riddle, right?
That's correct. And one of the things I'm finding a lot of people have not addressed, in fact, nine out of 10 Americans have not addressed this, is long-term care needs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can you walk us through, like, I know it's impossible to predict how much people are spending, but I know it's going up. Part of it's because we're living longer, which is a great thing, but yep. A lot of it is just because these healthcare costs are going through the roof. I mean, are people actually in danger of blowing through the retirement because of this stuff?
I think that's fair to say that. You know, it's interesting. You have a 3 in 1,000 chance of burning down your house, and you have a 7 out of 10 chance you're going to need long-term care. So this is something that's real. I would not self-insure. You can go through money real quick. When the average stay is 3.2 years, and you're looking at least $10,000 a month to even higher than that.
Wait, so the average stay is 3 years if you're going to stay somewhere else, you're saying, like a facility. And
yes,
that's $10,000 a month, so $12,000 a year. Look at that quick math I just did, Tim Stearns.
Right.
And 12 times 3 is $360,000 at least.
Right. Exactly.
And when you say self-insured, you're talking about just like using your own money.
Right. And this doesn't work. And you have such a bad chance of needing this. It's bad luck, you know, but it's something that's out there. And we're trying to tell people, get educated on the products that were out there when your parents were looking at it. Those were not great. I agree with that. There's a lot of new products out there that you can get that will help you, and God forbid you need it.
Yeah, you're talking about long-term care insurance. It's something that we talk about on the show with other folks that help people out with that, all well-meaning too, as I'm sure you are. But you're right, there is this stigma that this insurance isn't good. It's not going to cover what I need, because I think a lot of people really got sold up the creek 20, yes, 30, 40 years ago with this stuff, right?
I remember it in high school, people talking about it. So that was in the late 80s. So, yes, and those policies are, if they're paying out at all, they're asking for more premiums and that type of thing. What we do is we do a hybrid life insurance policy that isn't use it or lose it. That's how those old policies were. Mm. So it helps to have something where someone in your family will get money back on this product.
All right, well, let's dive into that a little bit deeper in the next segment. By the way, someone's just running out of the car. That sounds interesting to them. What number do you want them to reach you at, Tim?
The best phone number to reach us is 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
TJStearns.com. More with Tim Stearns in a moment. We'll get some guesses to the question of the day as well, which I'll repeat. Talk about healthcare costs and the fact that you probably shouldn't self-insure, meaning, oh, I've got X amount of dollars, I'll be fine, this is going to be part of my expenses. That you should instead perhaps look at long-term care insurance. It's something we talk about on this show pretty frequently with a couple great guests who do a similar thing. But you do it as part of your broader plan. So it's a one-stop shop where they go to you, Tim Stearns, and you're already handling the taxes aspect, the building the income. This is just one facet of what you do, right?
That's exactly right. Long-term care is very much overlooked by most other advisors. They say they have a guy for it. Well, I'm that guy. And basically what we're trying to do is to explain to people, yeah, you can self-insure, but I wouldn't do that. And I'm not telling anyone to get the Cadillac of plans out there or anything like that. But this, what blows people's mind is that it's life insurance with living benefits, meaning you can be alive and still tap into it, whether it's the cash value or the long-term care components. And, of course, it has a death benefit.
What if someone is saying, okay, Tim, I get, you're planning for my retirement, making sure that my money's making money, earning income, okay. But you're just using this as like an add-on to, you're going to charge me X amount of dollars on top. That's one more thing I'm going to pay you. Is that how it works? Like, are you charging people for the service you offer, or who's paying you for this?
That's a great question, John. Basically, the insurance company would pay us. So the client is investing their money with an insurance company who then turns around and gives us a portion of it. But I mean, basically, it's a great way to get leverage on your money, because the amount of money that you can put in and then have benefits from. Someone, let's say you were, we'll use you, someone in the Henson family would get their money back and then some.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, to those people that are currently doing this themselves or don't quite have a plan for this, I mean, is that reason enough to call you and start a conversation about their broader plan? Do you find that that's a way in for people?
I was just at a top producer event in Atlanta, and they basically said, as a fiduciary, if you're not having these conversations with people, you better, because this is something real that can devastate a, you know, someone's retirement.
How many advisors or certified financial planners are doing this? I mean, I know you don't know everybody, but what, half, less than half are talking through it with these people?
I'd say less than half. The, you know, they want to still be a stock jockey because the stock market's hot, and that's great. I'm very happy for them. But that's not covering the full gamut for your client, and that's not the right way to do it.
I mentioned there in that commercial I had to read to you about the taxes thing. You told me that once about, like, I bet most people can guess where their 401k is within $5,000 or $10,000. Can you just, like, within a minute remind everyone just how much money Uncle Sam is going to get of your 401k or IRA if you don't have your tax, if you don't have Roths or those sorts of things? I mean, it's kind of astronomical.
John, I'll do you one better. If they call 800-640-2256, we'll do a tax impact report for them. And that way they can actually see it. It breaks down what they're going to be paying in taxes, what they're, when they reinvest the money, what they'll pay in taxes, and of course now with the Secure Act, what their beneficiaries will pay, all within 10 years. And that's why you need to do something to mitigate that, and we're helping our clients do that.
You bring up something great there that I don't think a lot of people think of, but they want, you know, I think a lot of people want to do legacy planning, and you help out with that too, which is great. We want the best for our kids, making sure that, hey, great, if we have some left over, it goes to them. But I don't think people think about the burden of the taxes that their beneficiaries are going to pay. So if you're able to help people through, whether it's a Roth conversion or the different tools in your tool chest to kind of, I don't want to say shield from taxes, but pay the taxes now to save you so much money in the long run, I don't think people think about the beneficiaries of that at all.
No, and they're going to, you know, they're going to leave them with a huge tax bill, and many of these people don't realize that. So when we break it down in the tax impact report, they get to see it in cold, hard numbers, and it's very eye-opening.
I mean, is there like a number you could I know each person's like so different, but I'm sure that some of these numbers like are eye-popping. It's not like, oh, you're going to pay $30,000 to Uncle Sam over time. We're talking about like 10 or 15 times or more than that.
Right. So what the example that we had done a couple months ago, John, was $500,000, and at least a third of that was going to the government in some fashion. And there's things you can do to fix that. And you have to, you should get ahead of it. You know, most people, create the problem and then not realize it. You know, we're trying to point that out to people, especially before they have to do required minimum distributions. Just to know that it's out there, you should be doing some conversions or buying life insurance to help pay for those taxes that your beneficiaries will have.
I'm sure anyone of any age can call you, but I imagine if it's you're in that like 5 to 10 years from retirement or just entering retirement, that might be like the green zone for you, like the perfect amount of time to give Tim Stearns a call.
Right. We actually call it the red zone.
That makes football. A lot of sense. I should have thought of that.
Those 5 years leading up to it and the 5 years after you retire, you know, if the market cracks, which we're in a hot market right now and no one really knows why, the government's been shut down for quite a bit, I'd be a little concerned at what the market's cooking. So, yes, I would definitely tell people, give us a call at 1-800-640-2256 and we can sit down and we don't charge for our time.
Yeah, and if you don't have as much as maybe some of the other guys say they require for you to call, that's okay. Call Tim. Yeah. There's no shame in this. He's going to help you build things on up and protect and grow. I love it, Tim. As always, it's good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.